Tonight on 40 Minutes, we have an exclusive interview with Mr. Turkey, star of Thanksgiving. Yes, so Mr. Turkey, what is your middle name? Harold, I see. And what are you planning to drink as your beverage of choice for Thanksgiving? I see. Okay, you don't observe Thanksgiving. But... really, a mocha latte? Oh wait, we have a special call in. Hang on. Hello? Hi, yes, I've heard of the Best Mocha Latte podcast. I'm supposed to say something now? The turkey knows what to say. Well, ask the turkey? They hung up on me. So what am I supposed to say? It's mocha latte time. Great show coming up this week. Turkey Day special, gobble gobble. We have exclusive on-site interviews with Thanksgiving Day coffee around the Thanksgiving Day table with my relatives. A Black Friday play-by-play special with Circus Boy, as well as coffee reviews from Three Towns and what's coming up next week, exciting things, as well as all new exclusives from my dog coming up next. Welcome to Search for the Best Mocha Latte in the World. This is Circus Boy Nathan coming to you from the Flying Dutchman, my RV, from Roanoke, Virginia this week. This is my podcast where every week I come to you from a different town. Circus is my day job, but I have a passion for coffee. And every week I ride my motorcycle around and search for the best mocha latte in the world. And of course, there's always, you know, I guess you never really know what to expect on this podcast. I mean, yes, there's espresso, there's coffee, and there's, you know, a bit of bitter irony, I would have to say. But it's the circus, you know, so it's, I go with the flow, and yeah, whatever happens, I don't know, it's a crazy show this week. This week was, for all you who tuned in last week, I prefaced this week as being the Turkey Day special, Thanksgiving special. And that it was. Just to give you a brief overview of my week, after we finished up in Binghamton, and that night I drove down to my parents' place and hung out there for the week and ate lots of turkey, slept off my tryptophan high from turkey, and ate some more turkey, and made turkey sandwiches, turkey soup, turkey on a stick. I think I had turkey... No, I didn't have turkey coffee. That was Turkish coffee. That would be stretching a little bit too much. But I did eat lots of turkey. I said that already. So, yeah, that's definitely... This show is unscripted. Unscripted and unedited because, well, that's the way I like it, and it's more real that way. No advertisements or... I don't know. Anyhow, so, yeah, it's a crazy week. Excuse me, Thanksgiving dinner. And Friday was Black Friday, which for those of you who aren't familiar with Black Friday, perhaps you're listening overseas, that's the biggest shopping day of the year, is the day after Thanksgiving. And that's when they say that the retailers go from the red, which is being in debt, into the black, which is being having a profit for the year. That's why they call it Black Friday. And yeah, so crazy stuff this podcast. Let's start off with I'm going to get right into it with this segment. And I'll give you the scene. So we're in country suburbia. No, it's not suburbia America. It's my parents' place outside of Hershey, Pennsylvania, and there were about, I think, 11 of us that were sitting down there, and we had just all finished Thanksgiving dinner, and we were doing dessert, and I agreed my part of the meal would be the coffee this year, espresso and coffee, you know, I did a press pot, what have you, and yeah, so if you were, I guess I was going to say if you're a fly on the wall, but the microphone was definitely an object of, I don't know, pretend you were a microphone at my family's Thanksgiving dinner with all the crazy characters that were there eating, talking, hanging out, and, yeah, this is probably kind of what you would get. So here it is, and of course I think I'll have a little running narrative in there too, but, so sit down, put on a pot of coffee or brew a fresh press pot or pull some shots of espresso, because that's what I'm going to do while I'm listening to this, and sit back and enjoy. Okay, so we're here with everyone. I'm just about to. No, you guys can talk. No, you guys can talk.
Oh, we can.
Yeah, I'm just about to serve the coffee. So, yeah, yes, Ernie. We got how many people got here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 11. Okay, my mom says 11 because she fixed the food. So we're here, and this is for the search for the best mocha latte in the world. This is going to go on the podcast, on the internet, downloadable all over the world. So I'm just going to set the microphone down here while I continue coffee making. And
if you live in Israel, hello.
My favorite places to visit.
Yeah, I put the sensitivity so you hold the mic about this far away from you, and it'll pick you up.
All right.
So like,
are we on right now?
Yeah, I'm recording. Yeah, but you have to. It has to be pretty close to you. It has to be pretty close to you to pick it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Here, I'll just I want to get the coffee now, you listening, and I want to pass it around amongst my relatives and other people here, so I'm going
to... What do you want us to say?
I don't know, say whatever you want about coffee.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Pass it around there.
Comment about your espresso taste.
Boy, this group is very...
I can't wait to get coffee.
Say something.
No, you don't listen to it. You're speaking into it, Grandma.
Say something, Helen.
Speak into it.
I don't have anything to speak now.
The microphone's here. Sticking out the end of this.
Yeah, I see it.
Here. Nathan, the espresso is excellent. So thank you.
So the world knows.
No, I don't want everybody on the computer to know who I am.
This is one of the better meals I had in a long time.
Thank you. Bravo.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Okay, this is regular coffee here. Who got regular coffee?
Ernie wants regular.
Yes, this is Nathan's sister, and
so who else,
I listen to this podcast from time to time when I get time. But for all of you podcast listeners that listen frequently, I mean regularly, on a daily schedule, thank you for supporting my brother.
This is Steven, first time Thanksgiving, and so far I'm surviving.
This is Nate's dad, and Nate is making a latte, to which we're going to add chocolate for a mocha latte. I have never had a latte in my life, so I'm just on pins and needles waiting for this experience.
I can't wait. I don't know what I'm getting, but I think he called it a surprise.
He didn't have his daughter.
So, huh? Oh, okay. We're going now to... Oh, she's not a coffee drinker. You don't know what you're missing, girl.
Yeah, so that's my sister-in-law that my mom's talking about. She doesn't drink coffee, doesn't like coffee. But yeah, now here's my dad. Yeah, he ran out of things to say.
This podcast will come to an end if you don't come and rescue us.
Yes. He was fretting the fact that they're not used to talking on the microphone too much. But now my dad's gonna interview my sister's boyfriend.
What are you drinking, Steve?
Regular black coffee. For those of you who don't know what it is anymore.
Regular black. How is it?
Good. A little on the weak side, but good.
On the weak side.
Nate, Steve says your coffee is on the weak side.
I think it's just right.
Well, we have a vote for just right.
I don't have a cream in mine, you know.
Just right down at the end of the table. Uncle Ernie.
Well, get Aunt Brenda there.
Okay, Aunt Brenda, what do you think?
It's excellent. It's perfect.
But what are you drinking?
She doesn't know. I have both the espresso and the house blend.
The house blend that she's talking about was the coffee by Harbor Roasters from Hershey out that I got from Mad Hatter's the day before. Yep.
Oh, yeah, this is Nate's sister again, and I'm moving the microphone back out to the kitchen here so that you can get some on-site commentary.
Yes, I may have to edit that last bit because I think there was too much there. I only have so much time in the podcast, sir.
Well, we were going to pause it for you, but we weren't quite sure how to do that.
Yeah. Well, the foam's coming along here. It's pretty interesting.
The foam looks good. Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. It's interesting.
You think it's because of the type of milk you have? You brought your own.
You guys didn't say anything that'll make it explicit, did you?
No.
Okay.
But have you tested any of the different types of milks that you've used for your foam?
Well, I'm in the process of testing cream, heavy cream, as opposed to like a 2%. But they say that I think it's the lighter, don't quote me on this, but the lighter the milk, better foam.
Yes, so fat-free milk will foam the best. And I've also heard that when it's at its coldest and then you start heating it, then you get better foam rather than just, you know, milk that's semi-cold.
Look at that foam, sir.
Looks good.
Usually want to bang it on the counter just to get any little... that's almost latte art quality foam right there. Mm-hmm. But I don't know how to do latte art. So.
Oh. Well, you can learn that, too. Is this to be served to someone? It's looking good. He's pouring the milk in. Foaming nicely on the top. And for those of you listeners who want to know my coffee experience, I work at a small cafe at my school. And we do make espressos, lattes, cappuccinos, etc. But our quality of the equipment is not near Nate's quality. And he's going to go serve the people at the table.
So I finally got all the espresso and the lattes and the coffees made, and well, not everybody reacted the same way to my coffee creations. Here's what my dad said.
Hey, strong. That's a latte.
I think that's a newbie. Let me taste it. I didn't taste it. Let's see. That's not half bad. It's espresso's not quite like I'd like it. It's not half bad. You put a little bit. It could use maybe a little bit more milk in there. But do you want chocolate syrup?
Please.
Okay. It's not great, but can I say I'm still learning. So, all right. Let's see. Chocolate syrup.
You know when Julie left?
Better.
It's going to be given to me, but it's been parked for 16 years.
Well, I'm adding French vanilla Cool Whip made by Kraft to my latte, and I've now added two big heaping teaspoons. Are these tablespoons? They're teaspoons, and my latte is much better. Well, that's great.
I've learned that sometimes espresso and a latte is like a acquired taste, you know, like people are used to the sugary drinks and they kind of work back from there. I don't know. What do you think?
You could be right. Could be right.
What do you think, Steve? What are your final...
Stick with black coffee. It's simple.
That's good. Sarah?
I didn't drink any coffee today because I had some this morning.
Pass it down to Ben because he has the other espresso now.
Four of them.
Opinions on your drink.
Female.
Yeah. Opinions on my drink. The latte was very good. It had a smooth, frothy flavor. So far, I'd say it's the closest thing to the best coffee I had, which was down on our honeymoon in the Caribbean, which was a European chain resort. Still don't know where that coffee was actually from, but back to you, Sir Nathan.
Sometimes. All right, I'm gonna sign off. So hope this was. Did you guys enjoy the coffee?
Yeah.
It was a very different experience.
Oh.
Unique.
Okay, I'll take that in the best way possible. All right. Yep, I'm related to almost every single one of those people there, so hope you enjoy that. Now, the next segment, I'm going to start the espresso machine here while I'm talking about the next segment. Give me 1 second. Start it. And, all right, here we go. Got the water heated up. And, all right, so shots are coming. And, okay. Looks all right. I think... Okay. All right. So, yeah, this next segment is going to be Black Friday. Now, if any of you have ever, probably no one out there's ever seen me at 5 in the morning or 4:30 in the morning, but just let me tell you, it is, it's not a pretty sight. It's, that should be good, right? Okay, and there we go. Alright. So, yeah, it's not a pretty sight, and I taste this quick here. I really gotta work on that water temperature. I think the water's not. Yeah, I don't think the water's coming out hot enough from the espresso thing. But, anyways, so, yeah. Picture yourself at 4:45 in the morning on Friday morning, the morning after Thanksgiving, and I just have to tell you I am not in any way a morning person whatsoever. My schedule on the circus is my time of the day that I'm most awake is 7 in the evening, because that's when I work, and so that's kind of like my noonday, if that gives you an idea of my schedule. So here we go. Black Friday. Buckle up.
Well, it's 4:32 a.m. hour of the day when no sane person should be awake, and here I am getting ready to brave the cold. Friday. Welcome to Black Friday. This is my Black Friday coffee experience, and I have to go to call my sister's fiance to make sure he's awake. Alright, back in a minute. Update on the Black Friday. Dan did not pick up his phone. It appears that he has perhaps overslept, or maybe bailed out. Remains to be seen. Over and out. Hope, Dan called. Apparently we were calling each other at the same time. He calls me and tells me he's sitting in front of my parents' house. What a coincidence. Perhaps there will be some favorable something from the fates after all. I may fare better than Jason and the Argonauts. Yet. Alright, over and out. Alright, here are my fellow insane people. Good morning.
Oh no, we're doing a podcast, aren't we? Good morning.
This is my sister and her fiance. I'm documenting our morning is insane. Black Friday.
This is only my second time going out to a Black Friday morning shop.
So you're relatively a newbie. You're not a seasoned veteran like us.
That's correct.
Okay, gotta make coffee. Okay, so here we are. Are you awake?
Oh, I'm awake.
Okay, Rachel's awake. She's just pretending, really. But here we are pouring the coffee. We have a pot of French press made. Filling up the thermos. Getting ready to brave. I'll close it out there, guys. There we go.
It's not too bad, but standing out there could get kind of cold.
You got an initial reading?
Yeah. Oh, whoa, overflow. Okay. So off to Staples we go. Okay. All right, so we're here at Staples. What's the time? It is 5:37 in the a.m. We are T-minus 23 minutes, and you guys can talk. That's all right. We're T-minus 23 minutes here before going in, and
my buzz already.
Yeah. Who else drinks a French press brew here at 5:30 in the morning in the freezing cold and Central Pennsylvania, huh?
Only Nate.
Only me, myself, and I. There's three of us. Plus you two, that makes five, so.
Must be Jim Carrey.
So we can disperse ourselves throughout the store and get good deals.
That's right. We divide ourselves in half with three people, hon.
Crazy talk. We're all, none of us are awake.
I get a buzz, and some buzzes aren't too good for you, and some are. I got the weird one.
Oh, brother.
Oh, who cares?
That is my relation. So, yes, we're T-minus 23 minutes. I've had two cups of the coffee. Got a thermos out here. And it's actually not too chilly.
It's 20 degrees. It was 40 when we left, so.
Okay, so 40. That's actually not too bad. It's like in the Arctic, it would probably be, probably minus 10.
Oh, okay.
So we got an update from my brother and my dad who went up to Circuit City up on the other side of Harrisburg where they had a 5 a.m. opening. We were the less crazy and we took the 6 a.m. opening and they said it was a mad rush up there. Just insane American capitalism. That's what I...
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Okay, so we'll check back with you here to see if we're a little more jittery. Over and out. All right, this is my last... What time is it? It's T-minus 4 minutes. I'm three or four, I lost count, track of the cups of coffee. And what do you think, Rachel? Are you excited?
I am very excited.
We are about to experience the rush. I'm going to rush in the store, grab our goodies.
I'm jumping out of my seat.
And I think Rachel finally remembers what she needs to get.
Well, that's good. Did you write it down, Rachel?
No.
Tie a string around your finger?
No.
I don't know. I'm not too hopeful for you, Rach.
Aw, thanks. Okay.
Well, hopefully we will survive the rush and see you on the flip side. What do you think, Dan?
On the flip side sounds good.
On the flip side. Caffeine. Woohoo! American capitalism, I salute you. Welcome back. So that was my Black Friday adventure in the cold and fighting. Well, the coffee was good. And actually, to tell you the truth, we all three of us did find everything we were looking for. And we got there early enough to be one of the first ones in line. I think we were probably maybe 30 feet from the door when we got there, and it ended up going all the way down the little strip mall there, and we did find everything. So it was an adventure. It's a annual thing we kind of do. I know it's crazy, but yeah, I think the cold is maybe good shock to your system at least once a year. I wouldn't recommend it more than twice, but in any case. So, yeah, so that was like 4:30 in the a.m., which is like, that's like, I don't know, what is it, 10:30 European time? Yeah, so everybody over in Europe was probably awake, unless they were sleeping in, but in any case, yeah, so quick coffee reviews this week. We'll move on to that. I only have three because I really wasn't in any town. I did most of the ones in my home area. Where my parents live there. So, three quick ones. The first one is in Cleona, and it's Mad Hatters, and I talked about these guys before, and I visited them again because they actually had good hours and they were open. And I wrote here, well, they're pretty consistent. They served auto to go cup, Aston whipped cream, okay foam, decent espresso, okay chocolate. So it was pretty much the same as before. So, you can say that for them. And for the Hershey, Anvil, Cleona area, Lebanon, Palmyra, they're probably the best. I gave them a 3.8. Now the next place was in Evans, Georgia. I took a short bike trip. Well, wasn't that short, about 600 miles, but down to Evans, Georgia, and visited. I had also, that was, if you remember, back to the Augusta. Augusta coffee scene. I talked a little more about the coffee shops there, and when I was back there visiting the Wares, their family, there were a couple more. I actually found a couple more coffee shops that I hadn't tried before, but I didn't get time to look at all of them. But the one I did try was the Footnotes Cafe, which is in Evans there at the Columbia County Library. So it's the little cafe in the library, and I wrote, well, served auto to go cup. They asked on the whipped cream, no foam, weak, perhaps old, maybe espresso taste. I wasn't a fan of the chocolate. Just overall, a weak tasting drink. I wrote, get a book, but drink coffee at your own risk. So, yeah, it kind of reminded me the quality there. Reminded me a little bit of the Williamsburg historic Williamsburg Visitor Center Cafe, about that. That low of quality on the coffee there. So yeah, that was Footnotes Cafe, but the barista was nice. That Footnotes, she smiled a lot. Okay, over the last but certainly not least, Wummelsdorf, PA, Crave. Now I could talk a lot about I have to say this is one of the most unique, probably one of the best coffee shops I've ever visited. And I've, trust me, I've been to a lot of coffee shops. And well, let me just read the review here quick, and I'll tell you more about the coffee shop. A nice drink overall. I wrote decent foam, smooth quality espresso, because it was pulled on a La Marzocco G5, after all. But they used 1880 chocolate, which I'm not a fan of that syrup. It was served to-go cup, but they're soon switching to in-house cup, because it literally just opened 4 months ago. And they did ask on the whipped cream. So I give their drink a 4.3 there. And I can say it'll probably only get better, too, because, I mean, they're a brand-new place. And, you know, the baristas there are still kind of cutting their teeth on the machine and the barista thing. But let me say, actually, I went over and visited, my parents had clued me into this place because it's about 20-30 minutes east of where my parents live. And it's an amazing coffee shop. I got to sit down and we did an interview with one of the owners. There's two owners there. And I talked with Corey, I believe it was. And that's actually going to be featured on next week's podcast. That's the highlight. Coming up next week is the interview with one of the owners of Crave. But this coffee shop, I have to tell you, it's there's two owners. One is a landscape business. One is an artist, and a professional sculpture artist. And there's no detail overlooked in this place. It's amazing. A lot of coffee shops I visit, in general, they kind of have this cookie-cutter, generic cafe kind of feel. And all the stuff on the walls is like something you could buy at like Bed Bath & Beyond that says like latte or cappuccino, you know. And there wasn't a lot of, creativity really put into the space of the cafe. And I think that's part of why people visit cafes, is to take a break from the everyday, you know, that from the everyday world that, you know, they're in, to kind of escape a little bit, what have you, whether it be to study or, you know, to have a talk with their friend, or, you know, just to read a book, you know, or, you know, sort of check their email, what have you. But yeah, so I'll talk more about this place next week. I'm not going to take up all the time, but yeah, Crave, definitely a cool place. So that wraps up this week's Turkey Day gobble gobble. I don't make a good turkey, but that's okay because I'm not a turkey. So coming up next week, great stuff. We're going to have the coffee scene of Roanoke, Virginia, which is where we're at this week, and then there may possibly be a podcast from Williamsburg, Virginia. We'll see. I'm hoping to make a trip over there at my old stomping grounds and visit some friends and so forth. So who knows? You have to tune in and see if there's Williamsburg next week. And also, we're going to be in Charlottesville. That's where we're playing next week, is Charlottesville, Virginia, home of UVA. So if you're a UVA fan, I think you'll want to tune in for sure next week. And also, as I mentioned earlier, the Crave interview with one of the owners of Crave. Just great stuff. He's a new shop owner in the coffee business. And he had a lot of good things to say. We talked everything about just his building, his space there, kind of the trials and tribulations they went through to get it started, what kind of research they did, you know, to find a roaster that they liked, and to get set up with their equipment, and they served gelato and sandwiches, and just a whole bunch of good stuff, a lot of good stuff that kind of gives you a behind-the-scenes look of, you know, someone who's opening a cafe for the first time. And I have to say, they did a mighty fine job on the cafe there. So yeah, all that coming up next week. It's going to be a great show. I'm really, this interview, let me tell you, it was a lot of fun and had a lot of good things to say there. So I'm excited about that, and I hope you're excited too. So yeah, and before I go, would love to hear from you. Anybody listening around the world, if you want to write in and say, you know, Nathan, it's a beautiful sunny day here and, you know, Antarctica, and but they don't have any mocha lattes. So yeah, if you want to write that, that's awesome. Tell me about, you know, the coffee scene in your town. You know, maybe you could even put it up here. I mean, that's part of the purpose of this, you know, podcast is to find out what coffee is like around the world, and hopefully someday in the future find the best mocha latte in the world, if it exists. Does it? Perhaps. So yeah, so you can always email me at bestmochalatte@podomatic.com. That's like automatic, but podomatic.com. Or you can go to the webpage. I just redid the webpage a little bit, kind of snazzied it up. That's at HTTP. Don't type anything. Just type bestmochalatte.podomatic.com. And I usually put the picture up from every week there. Got some good pictures from this past week with Thanksgiving and such. And also, you can leave a comment on there. There's a call-in line number on that page at bestmochalatte.podomatic.com. And yeah, leave me a comment. We'd love to hear from you, where you're listening from. And if you named a pet, you know, mocha latte, that's take a picture and send it in. And also on there, I started a MySpace page. So if you're on the MySpace revolution, you can add me as a friend from that webpage at bestmochalatte.podomatic.com. And you can also check out Mod Dog's music. Speaking of which, we have an all-new Mod Dog feature this week that he calls Turkey Tech. So enjoy, and until next week, as always, drink what you like and like what you drink. Take care. Bye. Thank you.